Hi, everyone. Welcome to Dishing Drama with Dana Wilkie Uncensored. We have officially moved to Patreon. Here's a sneak peek of Dishing Drama with Dana Wilkie.
Come on, bitch, let's go.
So hi, you guys. Oh my goodness, let's do a podcast, shall we? What fun. I'm going to keep it light today. I'm not going to go too deep as I usually do, because honestly, it's been a week of drama and feuds on a few fronts. And I don't know if you guys were aware, but I did do a full interview show on YouTube with Kim D. When was it? It was on Friday. And it went 2 hours, and we covered Real Housewives of Beverly Hills gossip, Real Housewives of New Jersey gossip, and then also her feud with David Yontef. She used to co-host his shows on Saturday and his Patreon. He also used to release a few of them on YouTube. They had a falling out, and David had kind of wedged me away from Kim, and so I kind of started lumping Kim in some of the negative things that David was doing to me. And Kim called me as soon as the feud erupted with David and said, listen, I need to talk to you directly because I feel like we have gotten off on the wrong foot because essentially of David, because he kept kind of wedging himself in between us. And, you know, you would hear things that he said and did to you and think it was me too, and it wasn't. And, you know, I feel exploited by him, and I want to share that with you. And I want you to understand where I was coming from, because she let me down on something that hurt my feelings, but she wanted me to understand the deeper issue behind what she did. And she said, you don't understand what was behind it. And so when we got to talk it out directly, I had some misconceptions about her relationship on David's show, because I thought she was making money off David's show after a while. I knew in the beginning she wasn't, but then after a while I thought she was, because she had been doing it so long. And so I was kind of like, wait a minute, why aren't you wanting to reciprocate? I promote your Patreon, I promote David, I go on his show in a bunch of capacities. I've been on his show as an ex Real Housewives of Beverly Hills cast member to comment on Beverly Hills. I've gone on as just me, like everybody wanting to know what's going on me post-show. I've gone on in the capacity of my new role as sort of a gossip expert. So it was kind of unusual. So as you can imagine, when I asked for one favor from both of them, I was shocked when it didn't happen. But I came to understand why it didn't happen from Kim's viewpoint after the fact, when she finally was able to talk to me directly. And it felt very rude what he did and how he handled that situation. And then it escalated from there. And I don't want to go into it too much because it's all in the Kim D interview. Now, I am going to play part of the Kim D interview today on the pod without advertising interruptions, which YouTube has. But I'm going to leave the majority of it on YouTube because Kim D is getting half of that revenue. So we'll think of this as like a trailer of it in a way. But before we do that, I got some really cool receipts from Vanderpump Rules season 11 finale. I want to play for you guys on here as I tell you the story of the many feuds that transpired that evening and tell you it as a big cohesive story from multiple sources to see what you think about the upcoming season, because they leaked quite a bit of the finale. I couldn't get over it. We don't know, you know, the fights, what they're about, but we do know totally who's hanging out, who's against who, et cetera. I think you're going to be really intrigued. So let's start with that, and then we'll get to Kim and other feuds that happened this week. Lots of drama, but everyone loves the feuds. They do. And so I'm going to cover them today because I know you guys will just hit play, clean your house, or walk your dog, or hike a mountain, and just enjoy all the juicy AF drama that other people are living for you. All right, so let's get started. So footage was leaked from multiple people. And yes, this is a mega spoil alert for Vanderpump Rules season 11. And it was total mayhem. Basically, Sheena Shea has an event that she performs two songs in, and they did one for the TV show, it looks like, that was sponsored by Gold Bar Whiskey, and then everybody wore gold and black tie. And then they did another one, I think, that was an actual one that Sheena Shea wanted to do, and she was interviewed by Heather McDonald, and Up and Adam put the whole show together with Jason Barant, his husband, and it was just all the cast were there supporting Sheena Shea, etc. So, and then there was also an after party that was on like a roof, and everybody went drinking and partying together, and everybody seemed to be getting along except Ariana and Tom Sandoval, which you'd expect. So all of a sudden, all this leaked footage comes out of the event that they're covering on the show. It looked like prom, actually. It was like a giant room with those Chivalry chairs in gold, and then tables with centerpieces, and a stage, and a step and repeat. And really what made it kind of cool was it was a large group of people, and there was a lot of people wearing gold. But like the event itself was like cheaply made. I think this was like a produced thing. It wasn't really Sheena's thing. It was like a show version of Sheena's thing. And they leapfrogged off it. And of course, this had to do with her new song, Apple, and As Good As Gold. Anyway, all of the cast was there, plus some of this new cast crossover show called The Valley. Jax wasn't there, but Kristen Doty was there. And Billy Lee is definitely going to be a main character on the upcoming season because she was there and she was with Tom Sandoval. So she's definitely his shooting partner. And Joe was there with Tom Schwartz and being the girlfriend, because Tom Schwartz and her are now officially girlfriend boyfriend. Tom has dyed his hair blonde. He's definitely still a wimp, but he's got a more aggressive look. That's all I can say on that. So this is the setting. Everybody kind of walks in. The cameras are shooting each person coming in. There's one moment where I don't know if we'll see it on the show, but Katie is walking in and she recognizes that she's walking in with Joe, and she totally gets freaked out and is like, oh my God, get me away from this girl. Looks around and sees somebody behind her. I think it was Lala. And so she starts walking, or it was Sheena, and she starts walking with her and like slows way down.
Ew, get off of me. Ugh, as if.
And then they get in, and the producers are following them around this event with multiple cameras trying to catch drama. And what happens is so random. This guy whose name is Justin, who's from an island, I don't know, Adam dropped some hints about who the guy was. He's like, he's not part of the cast. He's just like a dude who showed up at the event because I guess some of it was open to the public, or maybe he crashed it because, you know, poorly produced events in LA are going to be easy to crash, you know, unless you're running a tight ship and people crash like crazy. There are people just look for parties to crash. But anyway, so this guy shows up. He doesn't really know anybody, but he knows a lot about the show. Like, he's definitely fangirling the show. He gets super, super drunk, and I think security approaches him because maybe he's getting too close to the cast members, especially Tom Sandoval, and maybe security's a little nervous that Tom could be attacked because of last season. That's what I'm thinking. And so the guy gets ticked off with security because he's so hammered, this Justin guy. And he gets so upset that he starts throwing things and hurling them at the security guard. So he throws a flower centerpiece at the security guard. And then he's throwing, like, I don't know, napkins at the security guard, like anything he can get his hands on, the guy's doing. And at final point, before he's jumped by the security guard, he grabs red wine and he tosses it, the glass and the wine, like towards the security guard. But Sandoval is in front of the security guard. So the wine nearly hits Sandoval, meaning the glass, and the red wine splatters around Sandoval, who's in a tuxedo. Sandoval now ignites, security guard ignites. They run at the guy. The guy grabs a chair, a shibari chair, and like starts like using it like he's taming a lion, but he's really got it pointed at Tom Sandoval. Tom Sandoval's trying to get through the chair to stop the guy. Meanwhile, the security guy like is so pissed that he like pushes everything aside and leaps across the room and grabs the guy by the throat and looks like he's going to strangle him. He's that pissed. Another guy comes in, kind of intercepts the bodyguard a little bit, so like maybe calms him down, probably another security guard. And the next thing you know, the guy is literally drops the chair and is being carried out of the event. Okay. Meanwhile, Tom Sandoval is like in shock and just what is going on. And everybody in the party was in shock, including production, because they did not know who this guy was and they didn't expect it. This was not a plant. It absolutely was some crasher.
Toga, 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 toga.
And a Roblox big gamer with millions of followers named Megan Plays was there. And she took to Instagram to tell the story with a lot of detail that wasn't out in the tabloid. So here it is.
People think that the guy threw the drink at Sandoval. He did not throw the drink at Sandoval. Basically, what happened is me and my friend went to an event and the VPR cast was filming. So people think that this guy was just wanting to be on TV any chance he got. So what we didn't see when I started filming is me and her were just sitting at a table and this random guy came and he grabbed the centerpiece flower vase full of flowers in front of us, chunked it at the security guard. That's why there's flowers all over the ground. He grabbed our centerpiece and that's when I was like, oh my God. I started filming. I looked for him, scanned for him. And so the glass of wine, he also threw at the security guard, trying to evade the security guard. And then the security guards got him. The guy who choked him is actually the guy that got the vase and the wine thrown at him. So he was really mad. And then Sandoval stepped in. I don't think Sandoval was initially involved in the fight. That's not what it seemed like. I also, like, just feel like, yeah, like, I think that guy just wanted to be on TV. Producers don't know what's going on. He got kicked out. Later, a lot of people did, like, funnel out and follow the cast out after that. So more might have happened in the parking lot. But that is what we didn't see before the video. Picked up flowers, threw it at the security guard, ran around, picked up wine, threw it at the security guard, just trying to throw stuff at the security, picked up a chair, tried to throw it at the security, just trying to evade the security guard, basically. Just want to clear that up, because I saw some people saying, even my sister called me, and she was like, the guy threw the drink at Sandoval. No, I don't think that was the case.
Billie Lee then takes to Instagram and shares a viewpoint from her phone. I guess she filmed it. And she says, this guy knew a little bit too much about me, and I was kind of knew something was off with him because he was really full of information and kind of forthcoming. So he was trying to either, everyone thinks, get on the TV show and be like some of the drama that occurs, like as a stunt, like if you ran across a baseball field naked or something and be on the cameras or like interrupt the baseball game, kind of like that. Or they think that he was like obsessed with someone there and maybe kind of like a fan out of control, right? So that's what happened at the finale. But then there were some other feuds that everybody noticed in the process of this footage getting out of this debacle with this crazy dude, Justin. And another fight we got to see was basically Ariana arguing with the producer of the show. And it was either the lead producer or the showrunner. Anyway, it wasn't Alex. I don't know who it was, but it was some other guy. And she's like screaming at the producer, like Ariana style. She doesn't really scream. Lala screams. But Ariana like kind of is arguing with the producer. And she's upset. And we don't really get why she's upset. But what we do see is that her boyfriend, Daniel, is there. And Daniel is also accompanied by her best friend, Brad. And we see also Schwartz kind of listening in on the fight between Ariana and the producer. Anyway, Ariana is so pissed. She storms out of the venue and into the parking lot. And we don't see what happens after that. Danny, her boyfriend, is running after her. He puts his arm on her and tries to slow her down. But she's just like pissed. And then Brad is sort of trailing behind. So we get to see that component. Now, a blind just dropped about Daniel, which I'm going to read to you from NT, which leads me to believe that there's either been some gossip spilt that I missed, or he might have received an email from somebody this guy has dated in the past, because I know that's usually where NT gets his leads from, people writing into him. So this one says, not a nice guy. Without even knowing anything about him, people have been saying that the boyfriend of this bar star, a sweetheart, a gentleman, and such a nice guy. But he has a huge history of sleeping with women and playing them. He would date multiple women at the same time without them knowing about it and playing them off each other. As soon as they fell for him and validated his existence, he moved to a much prettier, more popular woman. So he kept being like almost a social climber in a sense of the women he dated. He's extremely insecure about himself and his body, and getting beautiful and successful women to sleep with validates his ego. He got a job at the bar so he can sleep with more women. He has a girlfriend in Las Vegas who he broke up with because he got scared of moving in with him. That must be who wrote NT, I have a feeling. He used to fly out to see her for a weekend, and just like the current girlfriend, bought her $1,000 dinners. He uses women for sex and then moves on to new ones. He has never had a healthy, long-lasting relationship. And he's enjoying basically climbing up the social ladder to be with his very well-liked and popular current girlfriend. And of course, it's Ariana Madix, Daniel Way, and Vanderpump Rules. So that was kind of wild, because he depicts himself as a really goody-two-shoes on his Instagram feed. And yes, all we've heard from the cast members is this like sweet conversations about this guy. So this was really out of left field, which that's why I think NT got sent some gossip from an ex. So after watching Ariana fight with the producer and storm out, another fight erupts between Lala Kent and Sandoval. And Sandoval and Lala start screaming at it, and he's mouthing the words, "I didn't start it. I didn't start it." And Lala's like, "I've had it. You know, this is it." Like something, you know how she does, like, "You're a narcissist," whatever, walks out. "You remind me of Randall Emmett." You know how she does. And so Tom does like a fake wipe of his eye, like he's kind of crying, but not really crying. It was so weird. But we were like, is he crying? And that was what the fans were all saying, like, is he really trying to pretend like he cried over a fight with Lala, really? So that happened. Oh, and I forgot to mention that after Justin throws the drink at the security guard and it hits Tom and sets off that whole fight, Tom Schwartz and grabs Tom Sandoval to calm him down and brings him into a different bar area, and they're talking, but you can tell like Sandoval's shaken and upset. And Joe comes like bouncing in with this really bizarre kinetic energy, and she awkwardly fist pumps Tom Schwartz and Sandoval and becomes like part of the Three Musketeers in there, kind of as a support beam for them in some way. I don't know, support system. So that was strange, but that happened. And then remember that singer T that all the tabloids back in August were reporting that Tom Sandoval was dating this singer girl named T? Well, she's there at the event too. And so we don't know in what capacity, but she's definitely at the event also. So it's very apparent that we sort of have Lala and Katie together with sort of Ariana around, but probably mainly with Danny. And then you've got this new group that's emerged to help Tom Sandoval, which is Tom Schwartz, Tom Sandoval, Billy Lee, and Joe. Kristen Doty's probably coming in and out. And, you know, Brad is coming in and out for Ariana too. And Brock is obviously with Sheena. Allie and James are very much a couple and kind of in their own storyline. I think even the way it was shot with them in this group scene, it was like they were kind of by themselves. So that's the story. Now, I do want to say that Sheena did comment on Rachel Levis's interview with Bethany Frankel, and she said that she felt that Rachel was really out in left field, in the sense that Brock never felt that Lala Kent stole the house in Palm Springs out from under him, and she thought that was really bizarre. And she also said that there was no understanding that she was staying at her house to take care of her cats. And so she just feels like Rachel has taken a delusional spin on everything that happened and tried to spin it to benefit her in the Bethany Frankel interview and leak stuff that just wasn't accurate. And so that's that. So I thought you would find those feuds all very interesting. Now let's get to the David and Kim feud. I'm going to play you about 30 minutes of the interview that we did together on YouTube. The whole interview is 2 hours. You won't want to miss it. Please get on there and listen and watch it and enjoy it. It is so much fun. And then I will be back with Heather McDonald's feud with Justin Martindale.
You know what that sound means. Ooh, it's time for Beef of the Week.
I'm doing it. We're going in. We're live, Kim.
Woo-hoo! It's loving. We're finally together, Dana.
I know. Okay. Oh, we have so much to talk about. I'm going to just jump right in. Okay.
I want you to.
So Kim D and I had been brought together by David Yonta from Behind the Velvet Rope. We did a podcast together on my show, Dishing Drama Dana, and I think he also aired it on his Patreon. And I had wanted to do another collab with Kim D. So I reached out and to David because I was trying to be respectful. He seemed to be a sort of gatekeeper to Kim D, like the bouncer of Kim D's world.
Okay.
And my understanding was that, you know, that was the right approach. So I reached out to David about collaborating with Kim D, and I tried to include David because I didn't want him to feel like I was trying to push him out of the relationship. And he said he was best friends with you, that you guys did everything together, that you would do anything in the world for him, and that, you know, Kim is, you know, he was saying to me, the bestest of the bestest. So initially I thought the relationship between you and David was that you were going on the show free as friends. But then over time, when it became a regular thing and he was naming the show after you on Saturday and all this stuff, I assumed that you had elevated your relationship to be a transactional one, right? Mm-hmm. Where you were getting paid right to do these gigs. Anyway, I just want to put that as a sidebar.
Okay.
What happened, though, is I said to David, listen, I texted Kim D directly, and she said she wants to do a collab. So after I spoke to David, he was like, let me check with her. And then I reached out to you. And you were like, yes, I want to do it. I do want to do it. Because we were all kind of supporting each other.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And so then what happened was David suddenly, like 3 days or 4 days before we're supposed to do the show, is like, Kim D's not doing it. She won't do it. I'll go on with you, but Kim D won't. And I thought that was really awful because I had counted on it. You know how that is. I know, yep. You know. And so I was really hurt. And then I started to notice that on the show, he dragged me from time to time indirectly, which was like, I didn't like, and I didn't understand because I got hurt, you know, and I didn't drag him. I just said the whole story like I am doing now, right?
But you still loading them and heating them up with all your single shit you've been dropping. You feel me? Loading them up on. It only takes structure. And you know, just paying attention to the climate of the game.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
So do your homies got a role in your little, you mean?
Yeah, we all artists over here, man. I'm trying to get them on there. Look, we all artists, man. You feel me? We gonna have this like,
bro, me and my man Kyle, we be like, I don't know, we play with this shit. I gotta lie, we play with this shit right now for real.
Don't play with it, take that shit serious.
And, you know, he continued to kind of indirectly drag me, and I got upset about that. So anyway, it escalates. You know, he starts to attack my guest I have on the show. I end up having Louis Ruel as his ex-employer, David Brill, on the show just to tell his side of the story. Look, I have positive people come on my show for Teresa and Louis. Right. I had her best buddy, Nicole Pepys.
Right.
She came in and she told a great story about them. And I've had a negative story about.
Right. That's Louis the way Ruel. It's supposed to be.
Right. And that was David Brill. And that's his truth. I mean, fair enough, right?
Okay.
So David attacked the guest. And I was like, what is he doing?
Right.
And then, and I want to say this.
I can't wait to speak.
I want you
to
know that I piled.
I'm having patience here. Go ahead.
I piled you in the box with David.
Of course.
So I basically was like, I felt like David came in between us and put a block that we couldn't communicate anymore after you and I had that
right.
conversation.
Right.
And then he tried to position it that you were sort of the bad guy, all about money, doesn't want to help, isn't about
anything. Unbelievable.
And then made me believe that in the process of him dragging me, you were like on board, which yeah. I actually later said to my patrons, I'm starting to think that Kim is just being dragged in because I see David telling her gossip that isn't true. And I know it isn't true. And he's having her comment on it, right. which means she's losing credibility in the gossip landscape because it's not true what he's talking about.
There were so many things about people being fired and all that. And I was getting really upset because I knew it wasn't true. And like, and I was saying, no, they're not. They're all coming back. And I was getting upset. So let me pause this for a minute.
Okay.
When I was told, when David came back to me, oh, I said his name, Kuma Sikyam. I'm not going to say his name. That was a slip. That's a book. Kuma Sikyam, that's what he is to me. That's what the name of the show is. Kuma Sikyam is Italian. What's his name? So when this came back to me from him about you, I had just about had it with pay situations and watching this show and watching that show and more shit being thrown at me. So I said, listen, I'll do it. I said, I want some kind of a pay. I mean, I'm taking more and more time. And she said, absolutely not. She's not paying you.
And you know, what happened was David at that point probably should have said, you need to call Kim.
Of course.
And tell her, because I was going, like, at that point,
listen to me. I was doing the show for a cleaning lady. You think I wouldn't have made a deal? I mean, you have to understand. Yes, it was just in the beginning. Would you come on? And of course, I'm his friend.
Yeah.
I cared about Dave. But then all of a sudden, I see the lifestyle changing and the things going on. And I don't know anything about Patreon. I don't know anything yeah. about YouTube. I don't know how to do any of this stuff. Okay. Yeah. I don't care to.
Now, no. And I know that's how he got you into this. Yes, by not doing the test. Yeah.
No idea. So finally I said, listen, what the heck? I mean, you want me to do all these things? So it started out even less.
I know something I have to tell you. This, you just triggered it. I have to tell you this. So I thought you were making money off the Patreon. So I didn't understand why David wanted me to pay you too when okay. he's airing it on the Patreon for him. And then on my,
I had no idea.
My Patreon. So no. I'm like, and then I'm like, but wait a minute, we share gossip and we go on each other's shows and promote each other's patrons. So why wouldn't she want to do it? It makes no right. sense. There's
now it's going to make sense. My allergies are bad. I just took my allergy. So it was less when I first started, it was less. The offer was less than a cleaning lady. Okay. So then I swear to God on my 7th year, I swear to God, I have proof. Everything was paid through PayPal. I have proof, okay? So long story short, finally, more and more demands were being put on me. And then there was some slander. Like, when I say slander, like, oh, make sure you earn your keep. You better get up tomorrow morning early and we better do it this way or you're going to be fired. And I'm like, first of all, people from the street don't freaking talk to me like that. Okay. I got freaking murderers, you know what I mean? That used to get out of jail.
You've been through it.
They're out of jail now. that, like, for the mob, that talked to me with respect, and now I'm being told, like, whoa. So, once again, it was a gig. Got up in the morning. Every time it was earlier, I barely drank my coffee, all that. So, what I was told about the second raise, which was $20, it was a $20 raise, that I was not to be asked again for a year, because that's the corporate way, that there was no talk about, right? So I'm like, all right, you know, I mean, I don't know what he's meant. I had no idea. Okay, I had no idea. I'm like, all right, whatever. Hey, Lila, don't start with me. So whatever. So now I'm like,
shut up.
Lila, come over here, my mommy. So long story short, I'm like, all right. So now I get two friends that, hold on. This happens, guys. They know my dogs. This happens.
Don't worry. My dog has dementia, so she might do something weird in a minute.
Yeah. Okay. They like the dog, so it's okay. And we'll go longer for them. Anyway, so long story short, my two friends start coming to me, and they're like, a ton of money off of you.
Hold on. You're freezing, Kim.
Okay. Hold on.
You froze, baby.
Fuck.
A fungal.
Am I still frozen?
Yeah, you're still frozen. You want to go back to your spot where your dog is?
I was here. No, I'm here. It was recorded.
Uh-oh, you froze. Hold on. Let's see. I don't know here.
I don't know.
Oh, there you go. You're back.
I'm now, good? Okay, I'm not
yes,
moving.
I mean, you're a little... You're dragging a little, but maybe your phone just needs to like reconfigure.
Yeah, regroup.
Yeah.
So anyway, so that would, okay. So now two of my friends are coming to me and they're saying, this is not cool. I don't like the way he's talking to you. He's making a lot of money off of you. And I'm like, and then I see the lifestyle and I'm like, maybe he is, I don't know. And I'm still at this point a friend. But then I heard about the C word on another show.
Oh, about Noah. I know what
you're talking about. Yeah. You know, I don't even want, yeah, I don't, that was, and then I said, don't do that on my show. Don't do that when you're with me. I don't go for that stuff. And then one day, I don't remember what was said. This was all escalating. What was done, I think it was about Andy Cohen. And I said, listen to me. I'm not going there. And then I got a phone call from my friend Jen, which that's going to be on my Patreon. My friend Jen, who helped him to get into the Jill Zarin thing. And she was totally upset about how he treated her after she got him in. And then that was the last straw. And I sent a text, which will be up on my Patreon, showing I'm feeling undervalued, not valued, and disrespected. That is the only reason I walked away. Had nothing to do with the show. Had nothing to do with thinking I'm coming back. Had nothing to do with Teresa. Had nothing. Then, and I said, we could still stay friends. Then the name calling, which I go over it on my Patreon. I have it all written down, which I'm sure you have other things too that we can go over. The first episode will list every single name that people sent me in his writing. Filthy names about with a person who has been a close, good friend to him. You know, I was in shock that it went that way. I was in shock. So, my other plans of having my own podcast was not in the plan, but I'm like, when I found out what I was bringing in and the 72,000 hits on YouTube, 54,000, 34,000, 72,000, I'm like, I had no idea. I still don't know how to look it up. So people are sending me all this stuff and I'm like, oh my God, now I'm getting sick to my stomach saying, I can't believe how I was like, I'm sick. Like, I got physically sick over that. I was, like, sick that I allowed this. Sick that I was used. Like, I thought I was his friend.
Now, I'm going to stop it here, you guys. But I'm not going to lie. The gossip, as this thing gets going, like, if you think this was good, wait till you get to the next section. Because we talk about what Kim D is discussing with Teresa Giudice. How come they're re-following each other? what are the rumors around the upcoming season on New Jersey? And it, the tea gets so good if you love Real Housewives of New Jersey. And then we talk about Dorit Kemsley and PK and the problems that they're facing in their relationship. What seems to be wrong with Sutton Strack on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills in the upcoming season. And some intel about Kyle Richards and Mauricio in Italy. So please go to my YouTube channel, which, by the way, is completely different content than the podcast. All of my platforms, the Patreon, the podcast, the YouTube, are all different content. I do different shows for each one. Go on down there and enjoy. All right, now I'm going into the Patreon. Hope you guys are in there. See you soon.